Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What you got for us this week?
This week's video pick is about a very menacing creature, and I want to give our listeners a chance to guess what it is based on some clues from University of Montana biologists Doug Emlin and Aaron McCullough.
These males have a giant pitchfork sticking out of their forehead.
These are among the largest outgrowths of any kind of weapon that you see in any animal.
You can definitely watch intense fights for hours.
Well, at least minutes on our website.
Giant pitchforks sticking out of their heads. Intense fights.
Intense fights. And you already know what it is because you've seen the video. And entomologists might know what it is, too. We're talking about rhinoceros beetles.
Of course. Rhinoceros beetles.
And they live a really intensely dramatic life, I would say. So let me just set the scene for you. They have these huge horns, right? And they use them to pry off, they're only the males who have them, pry off other males from these feeding sites.
So they're fighting with other males.
Yeah. They're like crowbars, and they just like knock other males off of trees. So they're at these trees, they're eating sap, and more. There's more than kind of like a snack at stake here.
Yeah.
Because that's where they mate with females at these feeding sites. So like everyone knows, and these beetles especially, size matters.
Right.
Like the bigger the horn. And in this case, literally, the more female beetles they'll probably be able to mate with. And so one of the questions that evolutionary biologists and biologists are interested in is what makes a horn big and what stops it from getting even bigger?
Bigger.
Because if the bigger horned males do better, then what keeps them from just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger? And these horns are about two-thirds the length of their body.
Wow.
So that's what the question of the video pick of the week.
And it's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. If you want to see beetle battles, these beetle fights there, they're tremendous.
They really are.
And they're
like
tremendous beetle, aren't they?
It's like WWF of the insect world. It's really awesome.
And they're fighting each other on these branches. And in fact, on the video, you could see if they get too long, they break off, right?
Well, so this is the thing. So this is what Doug Emlin and Aaron McCullough have looked into. What is the thing that limits the size? And traditionally, biologists think of costs. Like, it's hard to fly. By the way, these beetles can also fly. Who would have thought? Or maybe it takes too much energy, and they found that this doesn't seem to be the case. But if they get too long, they start to snap. And so, of course, that's no good.
Yeah.
And then they've also looked into what gives some beetles longer horns and others not, and it's diet. You know, the well-fed ones
get
the
sense.
Bigger horns. Makes sense.
Yeah, so if you want to see the battling beetles.
Battling beetles on our website.
Our website at sciencefriday.com. It's our video pick of the week, which you can also get it down on our iTunes iPod subscription. You can see that.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, people think of like BBC Wildlife, you know, like lions attacking gazelles. I could just go look at this video. This holds their own, these rhinoceros.
Better than
beetles.
Shark Week. Let me tell you, because even though it's beetles, they fight, and they say they can go on for hours like
that. Minutes on our website.
Minutes on our website. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Sarah.
Flora Lichtman is our video pick of the week. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Taliata. Luis Quevedo, our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. John Chang is our intern. Neil Rausch, our technical director at the controls here in New York. Daniel Dana is our executive director. Our grants manager is Jennifer Fennick, and Annie Nero is our development associate. Christian Scott is our director of communications. Our web editor, Leslie Taylor. Want to get on our mailing list? Get on our mailing list. You get to see and hear about the Beatles coming up there on our website. Go to our website, sign up on our mailing list. You can also go there and participate on our book club. We have a book club coming up. We have a book chosen.
Yes.
It's Richard Feynman's book. We're going to talk about a Feynman book. This time, Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman.
Start reading.
It's up there, and it'll be our book club for this month. So,
A couple of weeks.
Have a read. We'll discuss it. There's a lot to talk about with Richard Feynman. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flato in New York.